Gary in New Jersey has a siding question. What can we help you with?
I just purchased a home and I power washed. It has cedar shake siding all around. It's on the water. And I wanted to know what I should do. Should I seal it in the spring with some type of sealing product or just leave it natural? I certainly don't want to paint it. I'm going to leave it natural. But should I seal the cedar siding?
Is there anything on it now?
There's nothing. It's natural cedar. It was built up over, 8 or 10 years, and I had it power washed, and it came up beautiful. Mm-hmm. I just don't know if I should, seal it while it's exposed.
Well, you don't have to seal it, but there are a couple of things you could do. First of all, if you want it to retain the color that it has now, you do need to solid stain it because it's going to fade and gray.
Well, not with a solid stain. You could use a semi-transparent or even a sheer just to give it a protective coating. A solid stain is going to deposit a color onto it in an opacity similar to paint. But if you go with a semi-transparent or a sheer or even something that's a clear, maybe something like Flood's CWF, it's like a clear wood finish. You can get it in a natural tone. It's not, or even just clear, and that's going to bring resistance to mold, especially since you're right by the water. Sun damage, blistering, checking, cracking. I mean, you do want to have something on there because it is going to dry out eventually.
See, I disagree on the semi-transparent. I like to use the solid stains because I know that pigment means it's going to last a lot longer. And to me, solid stain doesn't look like paint because paint has a sheen. But the solid stain still lets the grain of the wood come through. If you don't want to go with any of those ideas, the least I would do is I would use boiled linseed oil, and you could apply that, and that will preserve the shingles and help them retain their integrity and shed some water.
Now, can I spray that, or does it have to be applied with a brush?
No, you could spray it.
Yeah, you could spray
either
it.
Either way, you could spray it.
Mm-hmm. And I think if you have questions about what a solid stain, what a semi-transparent, what a sheer or a clear one looks like, head to a local home center. You know, regardless of the manufacturer, they're going to have samples, and all of them carry, semi-transparent, clear, and solids. This way you'll see what it looks like on a cedar sample in the store so you can see what the opacity is. This way you know what you're getting into before you apply something.
Obviously, there's variations because it's natural wood, but I don't want to have it really dark.
Right. Well, you can choose a lighter one. I mean, there's lots and lots of opportunities here. Listen, cedar shingles are cheap. So what I would do is I'd go out and buy a handful of cedar shingles, buy some pint-sized cans of the stains that you're thinking about working with, and apply a coat or two and see what you think. I solid stained my house, and it's been up there it's got to be 12, 13 years now.
Well, yeah, with a solid stain, you're going to get 15 years on a vertical surface.
Yep, but, exactly.
It gives you a saturation of the color. Instead of like paint sitting on top, it soaks into the wood, and you'll still see graining, but, it's a color deposit.
Gary, give it a shot. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.